Okay, Shavua Tov. So I want to go a little bit out of order. I know I wrote in the email that we'll be starting with the piece of Shema Yisrael. I hope that we'll still get to it. But I looked a little bit ahead, and I saw that the piece on Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso L'Olam Va'ed actually attaches to the last year that we did, which was about Shavuos. The Shir for Shavuos, we spoke about, we saw Rabbi Yaakov Moshe explain that there's a dispute, there's an argument, Kiviyochel, that went on between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Torah Shebaal Peh to come through the Jewish people, and Klal Yisrael wanted everything to come from Hashem, you know, which is really a vikuach, a dispute of love, where we love Hashem and therefore want everything to come from Him, and He loves us and He wants our participation and our 2 cents, so to say, in this story of Gilui, of Revelation. So in a very similar vein, this is actually a running theme in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's writings. We've mentioned in the past on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where we daven Meloich al Kala Olam Kulei Bichvaydecha, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, we daven Klal Yisrael beseeches Hashem that He should rule over the entire world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Melech Yisrael V'Galo. He wants to just be the king of the Jewish people. So like each, where we you know, He loves us and is completely centered on us, and we love Hashem and we're completely centered on Him. That's this beautiful dispute that goes on between us, this kind of love tension, but only in a positive sense. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe applies the same thing over here in Kriya Shema on the piece Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei Leilam Vod. So let's take a look at that piece. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Havikuach Shebein Yisrael Avim Shebashamayim, the dispute between the Jewish people and their Father in Heaven, who she Yisrael roitzim dafka begili keichosav Yisbaruch Shemo v'shia kol me'ito v'lo mezulato. The Jewish people want specifically everything should in the as far as that. So Klal Yisrael wants that dafka they should be revealing the koiches of Hashem, not they should be, as far as the revelation of the koiches of Hashem, shiakol me'ito v'lo mezulato. They want it all to come from Him. They want the whole revelation to come straight from Hashem, and not from any other. Af l'yedei Yisrael bonav ahuvim. Not even through the Jewish people, His beloved sons, His beloved children. U'mishum ze lovshin tefillin, shehem lo'ois al yadam u'letartofes bein einehem. And therefore they wear tefillin as a sign on their hands, and Taitafa is tefillin between their eyes. Ki lemar, saying, Ki Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Yochid Miyuchad Ve'Einoid Milvadai. Their tefillin says, Shema Yisrael Hashem our God, Hashem is one. He is Yochid Miyuchad. He is a single, right, a singularity, so to say, and unique. There is no other besides Him. He's the true, the only true Metzius in that sense. Ki akol miritzayin v'akol b'yecholta, because everything is from His will and everything is within His capability. So we are expressing with these tefillin is that there's no us here. It's all Hashem. It's all God. Ulumateinu, but against us, reitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka shakol yel yidei atzinur shel Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that specifically everything should come through the pipeline of the Jewish people. V'lachen katub betfilin demari alma. Therefore, in God's tefillin, the Gemara says, right, there's an aspect of whatever this means, a spiritual tefillin, so to say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears. And in that tefillin, says the Gemara, what does it say? U'mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Who is like your nation, the Jewish people, that one nation in the land? Because His whole aim in the universe, in the existence, is that the koach of the Jewish people should become revealed. That He gave from His portion to those who fear Him, to those who are God-fearing people. So again, the tefillin, the whole concept of tefillin is brought down in this forum, is really like, it's almost like a wedding ring in that sense, you know, but it's even more in a certain sense, that it's like we tie it opposite our heart and on our heads, as the Ramban says, it's connected the Moich and connected the Lev. And and it shows our bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It kiveyachol ties us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The parashas of the Tefillin with Shema Yisrael representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. So it binds us to that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Tefillin also that binds himself to us, or binds us to him, right? It's going, there's this back and forth, this give and take. And again, what's written in the tefillin of each of us is that we care fully about Hashem. We want everything to come through Hashem. It's just about Him. There's no we. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just completely centered on Klal Yisrael. Mikamcha Yisrael Goyechad Ba'aretz. It's about His children. It's about revealing the godless of Klal Yisrael. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, V'chomah Shevikuach Zeh Yoter Amok V'Yoter Galui. The more this dispute becomes, the deeper it gets, the more revealed it gets. Mishtaperet umitbaseset ha'avaya kula. The better and the more secure the world becomes, the more base, the more kavua the world becomes. Shekol sheYisrael mitamtzim legalus kved malchusa, because the more the Jewish people put effort into revealing the glory of Hashem's kingship, Mitratze biyoter HaKadosh Baruch Hu mibanav ahuvim v'chafetz bitzadkam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes that more pleased with His beloved children and desires their goodness, right? Their goodness and their righteousness all the more. He's looking after them all the more. So there's a, of course, since the whole tachas of the Bria, the whole tachas of creation is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal Himself, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's focus is dafka that the Jewish people should become revealed. Okay? So, because they are, especially when they're doing His will, they're God-fearing, right? That's Shenosa Michel Kalireyov. So, the more we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pleased with that and gives us more and more. Lehetiv Zulasa, yeah, Lehetiv Zulasa is, yeah. But it's not even, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe over here is not even focused as much on the Lehetiv Zulasa. It's more on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us as a very great people, and He wants our greatness to shine. The way we want Hashem's greatness to shine, He wants our greatness to shine.
Right, but is that the end goal? So I'm trying to figure out. For us to say we want Hashem to reveal Himself fully, I can understand that we'd see it as an end goal.
Right, so it's impossible to even explain this position of Hashem wanting us to shine, except through the aspect of that, yeah, Hashem wants His own glory to come through in this world, but He wants us to be the medium. He loves us so much, He wants us to be the medium of that Giloy. Yes, it's built on that step one. V'zeu Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And this is the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is one. V'hainu ma she'omrim Yisrael mitzad adir cheftzom, sh'rak kach yovei ha'gilui b'chinas ha'tfilin shelanu. That is the Jewish people, mitzad their tremendous desire that the gilui should come only like that, which, what does the gilui mean? It's the b'chin of our tfilin, right? So the b'chin of our tfilin is that we want everyone should recognize Hashem Echad. There is nothing else. It's only God. V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Omer. V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusei Leilam Vaed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. This is a nice chiddush he's saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusei Leilam Vaed. She is Baruch V'Yizgal Shmoi. That His name should become blessed and revealed. Right? That's what Baruch Shem. Who is the name of Hashem's Kvod Malchus down here? Hu Koyach Yisrael Am Kedushai. That is the Koach of the Jewish people, His holy nation. Bechinas Tfilin Demare Alma. V'Yaakov Moshe writes this in many other places, that the Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the name of God Kiveyochol, is Klal Yisrael, in this world. The expression of the name of God, and we have this by Tfilin, right? The Tfilin says, V'ro Kolam Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, that the name of God is called on you, right? Because you're wearing tefillin. But obviously it means more than that. Even at the time when you're not wearing the tefillin, it's kiveyochol a yud kei vav kei is showing up on us. We are an expression of the Shem Hashem in this world. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Eilein Vod, he's not referring to his essence, he's referring to his name, right? His banner here in the world, his banner of glory, the name of glory of his kingship here in this world, who's Klal Yisrael. Shema'achar Shekach Ritzoyin, which is the Bechina, the Tefillin, the Mar Alma, the Bechina of Hashem's Tefillin, which is praising us. V'lachein Oimrim Zeh B'chashai. And therefore, we, the Jewish people, say this quietly. We're not going to boast ourselves. No, Adrab, we're trying to boast only God. That's the whole, our whole message is, no, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But what can we do? Hashem wants us to say this. Hashem says this. So we say, Shema'achar Shekach Ritzoynai. Since that's his ratzon. Since his ratzon is, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eileilam Void, that Klal Yisrael should be blessed in this world. Since that's his ratzon, Gam Anachna Merutzim. So we also give in to that. We also accept it. V'gam Anu Oimrim. And so we also say, Shit Ader Koach HaMalchus HaChadur B'Nishmasam Shel Yisrael, that the Koach of Malchus, the Koach of Hashem's kingship, should become mighty, right? That Koach of Malchus, which is penetrated and is inside of, permeates the neshama of Klal Yisrael, that should become mighty and great in this world. So we also say it quietly. V'rak b'yom kippurim, and only on Yom Kippur, she'oz mezgala begila gamur, that then it becomes revealed with a complete revelation. She'gam koicham shel Yisrael u'koicham shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yedei divekas gemura. That even the koach, right? That also the koach of the Jewish people is only just the koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is through the dveikas, the complete dveikas that we have in Hashem. So when that becomes clear, it turns out that the borders fall. It's not him and us, because the us is also him. And on Yom Kippur, that takes place. So when that becomes clear, that there's no us in the sense of a separate entity, but rather that the Koach of Yisrael is the Koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then these two things merge. Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem become the same exact thing. Az Amrim Anu, then we say Bekol Ram, in a loud voice, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eilam Vayed. We no longer have to whisper it. It's no longer, the whisper comes from this understanding that, like, Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael and Hashem is Hashem, and yeah, we have a great marriage, but there's still like two of us. But the oneness of Yom Kippur allows us to say it, B'kol Ram, because it's no longer giving us a feeling of as if there's a self here. There's no self. Our self is God. It's just the complete, the Ani become the Ani and the Ayin merging into the oneness. Okay, so I thought this was a good piece to learn first, as it connected to what we saw Shavuos.
Can I ask a question? Shame, Kavod, Malchusei. Seem like three externalized bechinas, right? Shame, the name. The Kavod is not the thing itself, but. And then the Malchus also is there from the beholder. I never understood the backup of these three Lashonas on top of each other.
So. I guess I'm just saying again, trying to stick to a very just pshat level on what these lashonis shem kivoid malchusai. So if we're saying baruch malchusai, that's not the issue. His malchus is not being blessed, right? We want the shem kivoid malchusai. So the kivoid malchus, right, is some kind of giloy of malchus, which is. That's what we're aiming for, right? We're aiming for the Gilui of Malchus. So that's the Baruch. Kiviyachol, the Malchus stays the same one way or the other. The Kvoid Malchusai is where his Malchus down here becomes recognized, so that it receives its proper Kavod, right? But specifically, we are focused on the Shem Kvoid Malchusai, because the Shem Kvoid Malchusai is really the ultimate Gilui that is possible in this world. That is how the Kvod Malchusei comes expressed. The understanding, the recognition of Yud Kei Vav Kei at its maximum, that is the maximum Gilui that there is. So just on a pshat level, that's what Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Leilam Vayed is. Okay.
Could this pshat be married with the pshat of Rukhan Belajna? Or maybe it's not the Yichud
Yichud Tata? It's not, I wouldn't say it's contradiction, but it's like a different... It's a different take, let's put it that way. Yeah. Okay, let's move back now. We're going backwards to Shema Yisrael. Inyan Shema Yisrael. The Inyan of Shema Yisrael, who legalis lanu gedolos beniflois Yisrael, is actually to reveal to us the greatness of the wonders of the Jewish people. In other words, we're not just saying Shema Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We add in this word Yisrael. This word Yisrael is essential. This word Yisrael means that we're actually revealing here something very special about the Jewish people, that it's dafka them that we're saying Shema Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's dafka the Jewish people. What we're really showing is in this pasuk, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? But it's written in the Torah. But Shema Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Klai Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is saying that only you, the Jewish people, only you, Yisrael, have this sense of hearing, a special sense of hearing. Shirak lahem chush kazeh lishma ki Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Only Yisrael has this sense that they're able to hear that Hashem, our God, Hashem is one. But the nations, lahem ein klal chushmiya kazeh, they don't have that sense of hearing. Lo rak hevdel shebein chush shmiya godoy lebein chush shmiya katan. It's not just a qualitative a quantitative difference between a big sense of hearing and a small sense of hearing. Velo rak hevdel shebein shmiya bavana sichlit lebein shmiya below havana sichlit yeshkan. And it's also not just a mere distinction between understanding, hearing, in the sense of intellectual understanding, to hearing without intellectual understanding. That's also not the issue. There's a more profound difference here. All the sense of hearing that was formed in this world, it's only as pertains to the things that we hear. Okay? Reminds you of does the fallen tree make a noise if there's no person to hear it, right? But that's not where he's going. Where he's going here, Yeshnam omnam kamak kolot gdolim she'en b'koach ha'shmi'a shelanu lishmo otam. There are many tremendously strong, powerful sounds that our hearing doesn't have the ability to hear. Kimo ha'kol shel galgala chama. The Gemara says that as the planets, or as the sun in this particular case, moves around, it makes a huge noise, right? A car makes a noise when it's whizzing by. Right? The sun makes a massive noise. Sha'afal pi she'holech misofa olam ad sofa, that even though this noise goes from one end of the world to the other, einanu shomim oto, we don't hear it. Because our hearing doesn't have the capability to pick that, those sounds up. In order to hear those sounds, you need a special type of sense of hearing. I always say, Marshall, I once years ago I read that I think elephants, right, that have an enormous sense of hearing, and they're able to hear, I think it's true about many animals, but elephants in particular, are able to hear frequencies that we don't have the ability to hear. And they can, some animals, whatever, elephants or maybe other animals, go actually crazy when certain frequencies of noise are placed to them, and we don't even hear those frequencies. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying.
Right.
I've heard about that. Yeah. So, right, just for the Zoomers, someone said over here that there's a ring on the phones that is of a certain pitch that only kids are able to hear and adults can't hear it. So that's really what Rabbi Moshe is over here is saying, is that there are the sense of hearing only picks up on specific notes, on specific frequencies. Okay? So, arachas kama v'kama koil Hashem medaber. All the more so if it comes to hearing the voice of God who is speaking. Shirak le Moshe nitan chushmiya kaze lishmato. That only Moshe Rabbeinu was given that sense of hearing to hear it. And even though the voice was so powerful, was extremely strong, we learned that it wasn't heard outside the Oil Moed. Moshe Rabbeinu is standing there. I just saw that this week's parasha, right? We ended off with the words Mibain Shnei Hakruvim, right? So it's known that's what it says, that the voice of Hashem came Mibain Shnei Hakruvim to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rosh HaTevis of Mibain Shnei Hakruvim is Moshe. It's like that was designated for him. But only Moshe Rabbeinu picks that up. Outside the Ol Moed, as powerful as this voice is, no one hears it. Because the sense of this special type of hearing to this voice wasn't originally established, wasn't originally formed in our sense of hearing. Okay, we don't begin with it. We can become elevated. A person can become elevated to hear the voice of God, to hear prophecy. But it's not there to start with.
Well, Nebuah is always there. It's a matter of opening the ear.
There's a potential, right? Because we're all B'nai Nevi'im. We all have that potential to get Nebuah. But it's not.
It sounds like the waves, though, the content of Nebuah is always now being broadcast. It's just a matter of having the ear tuned in.
Yeah, that's actually, I don't know about Nebuah particularly, because, I mean, there is something to that. In other words, when if the pasuk says that the call of Har Sinai didn't stop, so there's this still powerful voice, which is revealing more and more Torah, and more. So that's like an aspect of Nebuah, because that was Nebuah at Har Sinai. But certainly, Rav Kook writes in different places, and that there's a certain Ruach HaKodesh that is continuously going. There is some aspect of Hashem continually speaking to us through our hearts, inside our neshamas, continuously speaking. There's this flow of messages, this flow of from Hashem that we're not in tune to hear. We don't pick up on it until Bezrat Hashem we do become on that level to pick up on it. But yeah, Hashem is always, Kiviyochel, always speaking on some level. So he says, Rebecca Moshe, Kuchmochen, similarly, Lishmoa Elu Advorim, Akoilim Kol Olamim Kulam. To hear all these things that comprise all the worlds, or that include all the worlds, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, these words are the most all-encompassing words that there are. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the most encompassing message there is. It includes within it everything. To hear those words, Nishma Rak LeYisrael V'lo L'Shum Uma V'Lashon, only Yisrael is able to hear, and no other nation can hear. Again, this special hearing, which is more than just, you know, the physical hearing of the words, and perhaps even a basic intellectual hearing of the words. There's a shmia that runs deep in us. Humasha aninu v'amarnu, and this is what we answered and said. Nasa v'nishma. So this also attaches to Shavuos, right? This is what we answered and said. Nasa v'nishma. We will do and we will hear. Ki azi sagnu. Then we attain this level. Sha'al yedei kabbalas ha'Torah yivotzer banu chushmiya chadash. That by receiving the Torah, a new sense of hearing was formed in us, was developed in us. V'zeu mashama. So what you said, Nasa, we're going to do the Torah. We're mekabel the Torah. We're going to do whatever's in there. V'nishma. And that itself will give us the ability to hear messages that now we would not be able to hear. We'll be able to hear the Koil Hashem. V'zeu mashama. And this is what they said, what Chazal said. B'shoshek dibu Yisrael Nasa l'nishma. When the Jewish people heard first the Nasa before the Nishma, Yotza Baskol, the Amra Lahem, a Baskol went out and said to them, Mil Gila Libni Roz, Libonai Rozze, who revealed to my children this secret? Shemalachi Asharis Mishtam Shimboy, the secret that the Malachi Asharis use. Shenemar, says the Gemara in Shabbos, Birch Hashem Alochav, Giboire Koyach, Oy say dvoroy lishmoya bekol dvoroy. So the pasha pshat is okay. You see in the pasuk it says the malachim are giboyer koich that do his words to listen to the voice of his speech. So you see that the oisit there comes before the shemea by the malachim. So where did Klai Yisrael get that? So the Rebbe Yaakov Moshe, it's not just Stam. It's Hainu, Sheisagnu et Achush HaShmia. We attained in this way the sense of hearing Shel HaMalachim, of the Malachim. Shemasigim Rak Achrei Shegoyim Mesasiyosam, that they attain only after they finish their doing. Meaning, the Pasuk is telling you that when they do Hashem's word, they are Zoycha L'Shmoya B'Kol Dvar. Not like the Pasha Pshat, that they do what they hear from Hashem. That would be really like more Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. No, it's they are those, they do the words of Hashem in order to after that hear Koil Dvaroi. Through doing the Dvar Hashem, they are Zoycha to a Shmiah, to a Chush Shmiah, to a special sense of hearing. And Klal Yisrael chapped that by Har Sinai, and we also accept it upon ourselves to do Hashem's Torah, in order that we're going to open up ourselves in that way to God's Hashem's message. I once said this story in the past that there was a certain Baal Tshuva that had done many steps, and I spoke to him about the kitchen, his kitchen. And I said, you know, why don't you kasher the kitchen? I offered to come and help him to kasher the kitchen. He said, I'm not holding there yet. You know, I still don't feel that. So I said, well, you're not going to feel it. And I said this, listen, eating non-kosher brings timtum halev. What does timtum halev mean? It literally means closing up the heart. I said, I gave a mashal at the time. I've said it, I think, in the past and this year here also at some point, that, you know, if you have an air conditioner, air conditioning works with a filter system. And when the filter gets clogged up, there's no airflow, and then the air conditioner doesn't work. It doesn't cool the air, right? So our neshamas have filters on them. They're called actually levushim in Kabbalah. They're called like clothing, so to say. There's like this layer of clothing, so kibayochol, it's a spiritual type clothing. And by doing, by chasram doing averus, and particularly eating non-kosher food, that stuffs up the airflow, the spiritual airflow. It clogs. So we're not able to feel things. You can't feel things. It's actually a very big miracle that people that are not religious get inspired and start them off. That's literally a miracle, right? But as they go on, if they're not going to do their own, you know, cleaning of the filters, then it gets lost. Hashem does it to a certain point just to start us off. But like Pesach Mitzrayim, we've discussed in the past. But anyway, but that's exactly this. We don't have a chush hashmi'ah until we oisei dvarai. Until we do Hashem's mitzvahs, we don't have that ability to hear deep spirituality for real, to the point that it penetrates our neshama and we feel something. The feeling comes from doing.
Okay, so Moshe was able to hear because he did, that we're
saying? Moshe was able to hear because he completely, right, we know it makes a lot of sense why, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was praised. Why was he the biggest Navi? Because he was also the biggest Anav, the biggest humble person, meaning he was completely mevat himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there was no him. He just, whatever you tell me, I'll do. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm right, but I'm understanding this piece in the context of the previous piece that we learned 2 weeks ago. So he says in the paragraph, Zeo Mashoima Shema Yisrael Rak Yisrael Yichonim Lishmoya Mipnim Yusam Es Mitziusu Yisbach Sherekim Kedem Yisrael Hu.
Right.
It's kind of what you said, a doher, more than a physical hearing. Although he starts off with the paradigm of physical hearing, being able to tune into physical hearing, it sounds like it's something which one knows on an essential level that this is a reality.
Right. Right. I agree. Yeah. Again, the physical and the spiritual here go hand in hand, because obviously if we're talking about, you know, God speaking, on the one hand, okay, there is a physical speech going on, whatever that means. It's hard to say. We don't really know what that means, actually. But it's certainly using the kalim of our Shmiah, right? Because Shmuel Anavi gets Nevuah. and he thinks somebody's talking to him. So there's a physical speech going on. He thinks someone's calling him, which means that his physical ear is picking up sound. Okay, but then there's a deeper level to the sound when you start to get the nevuah, which the Sfarim speak about, that the Navi has to decipher and understand what the nevuah is, what the prophecy is. Yeah. Okay, I'll do the next piece quickly. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This piece is actually very famous because it's not really Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's Chiddush, as much as he's really telling you over, in short, the Nefesh HaChaim Shar Gimel, a major message of Nefesh HaChaim Shar Gimel. Afal pi shemitzidenu anu mesigim akshav olamas v'anoshav v'sidrei kedusha v'sidrei tuma. Even though from our perspective, from man's perspective, we see things now as if there are worlds and there are people and there are orders of holiness and orders of tuma, impurity. Shal kaitiv zet tluim kol ha-Torah v'mitzvos, that on this basis, right, are dependent all Torah mitzvos. All Torah mitzvos, the Nefesh HaChaim points out, and others from before, that all Torah mitzvos are based on our perspective. V'zeu inyan ha-tzimtzum, and that's the inyan of the tzimtzum, Hashem's kiviyochel constriction or hiding of himself. Hinei mitzad ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu gam achshav hu mamish kamo she'yakodem tzimtzumai. But from the angle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from God's perspective, even now, he literally is like he was before the tzimtzum. And there's nothing here. From God's perspective. And all this is because there is not in the Metzias of Hashem any kind of change whatsoever. So therefore, Chalila Chas V'Shalom, to think of any kind of idea, or even from God's perspective, there's some kind of change. Which again, this makes no sense to us. That's exactly the Nekudas HaTzimtzum that we can't wrap our heads around. It's impossible for us to break out and understand that. And Reb Chaim Volozhin speaks, of course, about this at length in Shar Gimel of Nefesh HaChaim. V'zeh shano Abram, and this is what we say, Hashem Echad. Roitzim anu lishloil es atmur v'ashinu menizbarach. We want to negate the idea that there's any kind of change from Hashem. V'lachein hinu miyachdim shmei Hashem Echad. And therefore we designate, or unify his name as Hashem is one. Meaning, tamid hu echad b'chol mina achdos. He is always one with all types of achdos. It's not just a technical thing that he is one and there's no other like him, or he is one. He's one and through one, which means no change. Ha echad amiti, the true one, asher b'shum inyan ein lo mashal v'dugma, which in the real, most real way, there is no parallel. Okay, hein b'mitziusa, no example, no sample for, no example for it. Hein b'mitziusa, hein b'yacholta, hein b'midoisav. Whether it's in mitzius of Hashem, and whether it's in his capabilities and his midos. Mitzius Hashem refers to the Hashem aspect, yud kei vav kei, mitzius Hashem, and elokeinu is the yacholus and the midos of Hashem, where there's kiviyachol distinctions, his capabilities, as if there's multiplicity kiviyachol. In truth, all that, both his mitzad is mitzias, and mitzad his midos and his yecholos, both mitzad the shem havaya, and the shem elokim, Hashem echad, it's just oneness, oneness, oneness. How? We can't wrap our head around it, but that's the way it is. Okay. We're actually going to stop here. We're going to skip the next pieces anyway until Baruch Hashem. So next time, Bez Hashem, we'll pick it up. I think, but yeah, V'haftas Hashem Lekecha, which is some very interesting ha'aras and V'haftas Hashem Lekecha. So that will be Bez Hashem in 2 weeks. Bez Hashem, next week there won't be a shir. Okay. A good vach to everyone.
Good vach. Thank you, Yisrael.